الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين، وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, حياكم الله to the translation of the khutbah of today, which is titled by the rulings of the standing for prayer at night, at the nights of Ramadan. And as you hear, the khutbah began with khutbah al-hajah. After that, I said, O Muslims, standing for prayer at night is a great and important worship that Allah Ta'ala have praised the people who perform it. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Dariyat, Ayah 17, كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. They were only for little times during the night have rest. Meaning, they spend the night in praying. As Allah Ta'ala said in Ayah 64 of Surah Al-Furqan, والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما. And those who stand for their Lord in prayer, in prayers, meaning they spend the night in praying for Allah Ta'ala. And he, Allah Ta'ala, commanded his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he is the best of worshippers, but Allah Ta'ala commanded him saying, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, are you folded in garments? Qum al-layla illa qaleela. Stand up during the night for prayer, all of the night except for some. Nisfahu أو انقص منه قليلا. Half of it or lesser than the half for a bit. أو زد عليه or stand even longer than half of the night. ورتل القرآن ترتيلا and recite the Quran in a beautiful way. And Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in Surah Al-Insan Ayah 26, ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبحه ليلا طويلا. And from يعني the night, meaning hours in the night, you prostrate for him and supplicate for long nights, for long night. O Muslims, indeed there are some secrets between the night time and the pious people. No one can find it if he doesn't live those times, if he is not found standing during the nights. And no one can stand at the nights except one who has the understanding of the rulings of the night prayers. And since Ramadan is distinguished from other months by more rules of standing in the night of Ramadan, therefore it become obligatory upon us hearing the teachers and the speakers, to clarify the rulings or these rulings of the standing for night. I say, seeking help from the one or with the one whose help is only in his hand, and on him is my trust. That is my Lord, the most big and most high. As for the time of the night prayers, it can be started right after Isha, even if Isha is performed or combined with Maghrib at the time of Maghrib, for those who it is allowed for them to combine. As for the preferable time for it, is what Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said when he gathered the believers in Ramadan behind Ubay ibn Ka'b, and he said, "And وَالَّتِي يَنَامُونَ عَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الَّتِي يَقُومُونَ." And the time for the night prayer in which they are found sleeping is better than the time of the night prayer in which they are found standing. Meaning, if they delayed the night prayers to the last part night of the last part of the night, would be better than praying it right after Isha. But in Ramadan, the sunnah for the night prayers to be prayed in congregation in jama'ah right after Isha, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did for 3 nights. And then he stopped saying that, "I'm afraid it become obligatory upon you." And as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, reported by Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Nasai, Ibn Majah, and authenticated by Albani, "من قام مع الإمام حتى ينصرف كتب له قيام ليلة." He who stands behind his imam until the imam finishes the prayer, until the imam leaves. The word "leave" here means the prayer is finished, not leave as some people think, that if the masjid has two imams and one imam finishes and leaves, then the prayer is finished. We say no. What if the masjid have two imams but they pray 11 rak'ah? One imam prayed 4 and the other prayed 4 with the witr. Who you follow? To say that this is my imam that I follow and that is it. Because some people go to the two holy mosques, Mecca and Medina, and when they pray 23 rak'at, some of these people pray behind the first imam 10 rak'at and leave. And they say, "Khalas, I go pray rak'at, 1 rak'at, that is reward of whole night." We say, no, you are rewarded, no doubt, because you prayed. But it is not the meaning of one full night. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, who stands with his imam until the imam leaves. And leaves here means the salah is finished. The salah is finished. As I said, what if the masjid has two imams who lead the taraweeh and one of them has left after 4 rak'ah? Will you leave too and say that this is my full night reward? We say no. That is not the fiqh. That's why I said people need to understand the fiqh of night prayers so that they can benefit from the night prayers. But if you don't have the fiqh of the night prayers, then you won't benefit. You pray, I mean, you will benefit, but the benefit is going to be limited. Going to be limited. But not like when you have the understanding why the night prayers, what it is like that, then you have the observations. You have the effect you have the emotions, you have the khushu', tranquility, you have the reward. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the ummah, the whole ummah, to keep praying the night prayers in the whole Ramadan. However, in other hadith, he encouraged them to pray whole year. But in Ramadan, it is more emphasis. The importance of the night prayers in Ramadan is more emphasis. Why, ya ikhwan? Because there is one night in Ramadan that Allah Ta'ala did not give us the knowledge of it, meaning when it is. Allah Ta'ala did not determine it to us, did not assign it to us, did not tell us which night exactly in the month of Ramadan, but Allah Ta'ala left it hidden so that every Muslim should do his best in spending the nights of Ramadan to please Allah Ta'ala. That night, as Allah Ta'ala said, is better than 1,000 years of worship. Sorry, 1,000 months of worship. 83 years of worship. 83, more than your age. Since your mother gave birth of you. More than your age. One night is better than, not equal, better than 1,000 months. That is 83 years and some months. So how we just lose it like that? Subhanallah. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرًا فَقَدْ حُرِمْ. He, the one who missed the goodness of it, is the one who misses the whole goodness. All goodness. Because any goodness is nothing compared to the goodness of that night. That's why he ﷺ said, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا رَمَضَانَ. Whoever stands the Ramadan, not one night or two or 15 or, but the whole night of Ramadan. So how can you pray whole night and for whole month? You can't. Our bodies, our iman does not stand strong for that. So that's why the mercy of Allah, the kindness of Allah, He came to give us that. As Isa said, who stands behind the Imam until the Imam leaves, he will be given a reward of one full night. One full night. So that is a great thing to do. And the best of how to perform these prayers at nights of Ramadan, the best way is as the mother of believers, our mother, beloved mother, our beloved mother, and I say our, not theirs, the believers only. Those who free themselves from Aisha are not believers. They are kuffar. They are kuffar. Even if they come for Hajj, they come for Umrah, they call themselves the Islamic Republic, they are kuffar. Who free himself from Aisha is kafir. Is kafir. So I say, our mother, the most beloved mother of us, the mother of Abdullah, Aisha, radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her and with her father, she said, describing the night prayers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He used to pray 4 rak'ah. Don't ask how beautiful, how long they were. How beautiful in recitation, in khushu', tranquility, in struggling to keep your mind in salah. How long in recitation, in ruku', in sujood, in sitting. Not 10 minutes prayer. Today, 20 rak'at in half an hour. That's not the real night prayers. I don't want to condemn it and say that it is not accepted. It's before Allah to accept or not. But this is not the way of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all love him. But what shocks me is every Muslim is ready to sacrifice his life for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Good. Show us that in the prayer. Show us that in the prayer. You tell him this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. He said, but I like it this way. Okay, the matter is not what you like. The matter is what Allah likes. The matter is what Allah likes. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only did what Allah liked. He did not do what he liked, but what Allah liked. Because he is only commanded by Allah, and he used to do what Allah Ta'ala commanded him. So now don't put anyone else before him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't tell me this is the custom of my country, my people. La akhi. See who you love more. Your country, your people, or Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, on the day of resurrection, wallahi, every one of us is going to run away from the other, except one man. We are all going to run towards him, not from him. Not away from him. One man, from amongst the children of Adam, only one man, that the ummah are going to run to him. Your mother, you're going to run away from her. As Allah said in the Quran, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِي وَأُمِّي وَأَبِيهِ. Your father, you're going to run away from him. Your brother, your sister, your auntie, your uncle, your son, your daughter, even your wife that you used to love. You're going to run from all, except one man. One man. Not only us, Ikhwan. Not only the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam going to run to him, but everybody, every mankind that Allah created, from Adam to last man, all will go to Muhammad and say, please intercede for us. Please intercede, because Allah has made the ruling, that no judgment going to take place until Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam intercede. No one else. A man by that value, we ignore his way and say, oh, this is our way, our people's way. It's not a custom, it's not entertainment. Salah is not entertainment. People think that Salah is entertainment. They say, oh, we come to entertain here. La, la, la. Salah is not for that. Salah is a purification. Salah is curing your soul from all the illnesses of hypocrisy, of weakness of iman, of you come to salah to make your iman strong. You make your iman strong. You don't come here to enjoy. You don't come here to enjoy. Salah is not for enjoyment. You may not enjoy by the meaning that it is hard, as the Sahaba used to pray night prayers, as they said, they used to stand long night. And they get very tired to the limits that they used to hold stick and depend on it. Why? Because they wanted to pray the way he sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed. So that's what we need to do. But if you can't stand for long in a standing position, don't squeeze the whole jama'ah. Because some people insist. No, the imam has to pray shorter. The imam has to recite shorter. Akhi, why? I can't stand. Okay, sit down. Sit down. Why you squeeze us? Why you put pressure on us? For your own desire. Or maybe need. If you need to sit, sit down. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the prayer in sitting position is half in reward from the prayer in sitting and stand and praying in standing position. In standing position. Okay, he said half. But this half for one who sits willingly. No reason. In the optional prayers. In the obligatory prayers, no, you are not allowed to sit unless if you are unable to. If you are able, in the obligatory prayers, you have to stand. In the optional prayers, you can sit, no problem. You need, you don't need, you want to sit, sit, no problem. But when there is no need, the reward goes half. When there is a need, no, the reward is full. The reward is full. Like if you are standing in the whole prayer. Why? Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, when he came from Tabuk, the Battle of Tabuk, the Battle of Tabuk was the longest in distance, the hardest in weather, the most difficult in the climate because dusty and no water, very hot summer, long from Medina to Tabuk, 700 kilometers walk, no shades, all desert. And at the end they met very hard enemy. When they were coming back to Medina, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just before Medina, he said to the Sahaba, there in Medina are people who you did not cut a distance of land, crossed a valley, except that they were with you in reward. They shared the reward, same reward. And before they asked why, he said, nothing stopped them from joining you except a valid reason. Maybe sick, maybe like that. So, whoever misses a worship or a way of worship because of his, yani, because of a valid reason, the reward is given to him as full. Not only full, as the best. As the best. So if you can't, don't force the whole jama'ah to shorten their salah. But sit down. Some say, I feel shame. I feel shame to sit. Why, akhi? You say, how come I sit down? People are standing and sit. Ya akhi, Rasulullah, as Aisha radiallahu anha said, not in his sickness. Not in his sickness. And other than his sickness. She said, he used to pray long nights standing, and he used to pray some other nights, long nights sitting, without reason. Because it is permissible. Sit down, don't force the whole jama'ah. No. And by looking into all of these hadith that I mentioned, we conclude by saying that the night prayers in Ramadan, whether it is Taraweeh or Tahajjud, Taraweeh, as you know, yani as people use these terminologies these days. Otherwise, Taraweeh, Tahajjud, Qiyam, all same thing. Synonyms. But people today call the night prayers, which is right after Isha in Ramadan, Taraweeh. And the one after midnight, they call it Qiyam or Tahajjud. No problem whatsoever. The best of it in number is 11 rak'at. 11 rak'at. The best of it is 11 rak'at, as Rasulullah used to do. But it does not mean that if you add يعني, any more rak'at, that is bid'ah. No, that is not bid'ah. That is not bid'ah. No? Because there is no clear hadith from Rasulullah SAW says don't pray more. There is no any hadith says don't pray more. And the best of it in performance is the way he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to perform. Long recitation, long ruku', long sujood, long sitting. That is the best. If the people behind the imam are able to, but they must not be forced. Because some imams do whatever they like. And that's wrong. That's wrong. The imam is not an amir. The imam is not an amir to command the people, stand up, sit down, go, come. No, 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 that's not correct. The imam is one of you. And that's why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Mu'ad ibn Jabal, the most knowledgeable one amongst the Sahaba. He said to him when he led his people for long, and a young man left the prayer and went to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, complained against Mu'adh. He left the jama'ah but finished alone. And then he went to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and complained that Mu'adh leads them for long. He saw Salam said to him, Afattan anta ya Mu'ad? A betrayer are you, O Mu'ad? You cause people to leave Islam? You cause people to leave Jama'ah? You cause fitna? Mu'ad! رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضى. He did not mean to do that. But, and Rasulullah did not mean that Mu'ad is Fattan. Don't take it any wrong. لا, but it's for the whole ummah. When Rasulullah said say to one of those whom he loved this harsh speech, it means it is a guidance for us. Don't be like that. Don't chase the people away from my sunnah and my religion. See? So, he blamed him in an obligatory prayer. So if in an obligatory prayer, the imam is told not to pray too long if the people behind him cannot make it. So what about it in optional prayers? As we said to the brothers who pray behind the imam, if you can't stand, sit down and reward is given, we say to the imam. We say to the imam too. Akhi, don't make it difficult for people. Don't make people run away from the masjid. And some imams say, if you like it, you pray. If you don't go, there are many masajid. No, that's not wrong, not correct. This masjid is not yours. Does not belong to your father. If it belongs to your father, we will not come to this. We are not in need for your father. We are not in need for your money. We are here in the house of Allah. Even if you build it by your own money, it does not mean this your property. Finish. Since you married a masjid, finish. It came out of your belongings to the belonging of Allah. Although, it is all the time in the belonging of Allah because you and what you own belong to Allah. But some imams think like that and say like that. If you don't like our way, go to other masjid. La la. If I don't like your way, I advise you. If you don't get the advice, I'll go complain to the government to remove you. This is the only masjid in my locality. But there are many imams. We can replace the imam, but we can't replace the masjid. If we need, we'll replace the imam. If the imam is this tough with the people, no, we don't need the imam who is tough. We need imam who is gentle and merciful with people and kind. We don't want tough imams. No, we don't want this. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that this is wrong. Anyway, the best way is to pray long, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. But if people cannot, then we should not force them. We should not force them. Now, and who pray patiently behind the imam until the imam finishes, whether the imam prays long or short, whether long in ayat or long in rak'at. So some imams pray long in ayat, 11 rak'at but long ayat. Some others pray short ayat but many rak'at. If you be patient, you, as I'm advising you, if I'm talking to the imams, I would change my speech. But I'm talking to the mu'min, to the followers. You guys need to be patient. Don't cause any trouble in the house of Allah. If the imam doesn't listen to your advice, sit down, pray in sitting, and Allah will give you the whole reward. Because Allah knows that you are not able, you are suffering, you are struggling, you may not have khushu'. Yeah? And no problem to divide the night prayers into two parts. Because some people say this is bid'ah. No, it is not bid'ah. It is not bid'ah. No problem to pray at the beginning of the night, and then have some rest, and then come back. But bitter, if you are going to pray Taraweeh and Tahajjud in the same masjid, better not to go out of the masjid. Why? Because two type prayer at night is only done in the last 10 nights, isn't it? And last 10 nights, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Aisha said, he never used to sleep at night. Never. At the last 10 nights, he never used to sleep. She said literally like that. And the first 20 nights, he used to mix the nights with sleeping and standing. But in the last 10 nights, he never used to sleep. But what people do today, pray, like for example, 8 rak'at in after Isha. And what they do? They go home and watch TV. Subhanallah. And then they come back. What is that? This is kidding. This is joking. This is playing. You pray Taraweeh. Then you go back home. Look to TV. That's not correct. Or they go to market. And in market you know what is there. No, better stay in the masjid. Stay in the masjid, hold the Quran, read the Quran, make dua, istighfar. Till the time of Qiyam comes, continue with them. And inshallah you meet Laylatul Qadr. Inshallah you meet Laylatul Qadr. But those who pray half and then go home and, you know, do all these things and come back, Aisha literally said that he used to spend in the last 10 nights, whole night whole night awake. He used to tie his lower garment. What does that mean? He does not enjoy his family. He does not enjoy his family. And he used to spend it in worship. Worship means prayer, dhikr, Quran, whatsoever. It's all worship. So, we need to do that too. And, in general, the reason why the night prayers, especially in Ramadan, is made legislated, is for people to have khushu', tranquility when they pray behind the imam, and even the imam when he prays, by khushu', which is found by focusing and concentrating on what is being recited, not thinking away. No, focus. Oh, I don't know Arabic. I know you don't know Arabic, but this Quran is not only for Arabs. It's not only for Arabs. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ. مُدَّكِر here means one who remember, one who think. It's not only for Arabs. If you just have the intention to focus, Allah will give you this feeling. The Quran, you will live with the Quran. Wallahi, you will leave it. Sorry, you will live with it. You will feel it. You will feel it. If you just focus, even if you don't know Arabic, look at it in Haram, you see some people coming from India, they've never been with Saudis here, they just come for Umrah. They don't know any Arabic. But when some ayat are recited, they cry. What makes them cry? Feeling. It's not because they understand. They may not understand any Arabic, but they feel it, because they have khushu'. They have the khushu'. But when you don't have the khushu', you cannot feel it. And when you don't feel it, you don't benefit. You don't benefit. So, it is not, yani some people think that, oh, we have to finish the Quran in Ramadan, in Taraweeh. We have to finish the Quran. We have to do khatm. La, la, la. This is not correct. We don't have to. We have to concentrate. We have to focus. We have to get the benefit from the recitation. Not necessarily to finish the Quran. Not necessarily. Because in some parts of the world, they insist, we have to finish. Even if they recite in a way that even the Arab cannot understand. the whole Quran in the month of Ramadan. There is no any dalil for that. No any dalil for that. It is now qunut du'a is sunnah from Rasulullah Sallam as reported by Imam Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi, Imam Daraqutni, and Imam Albani said it is authentic. Also, it is reported authentically from Al-Hasan ibn Ali, Ibn Mas'ud, Umar ibn Khattab, and other Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, all that they used to do dua qunut. In different wording. But, and also it is permissible, however, it is recommended to raise your hands in the dua qunut. Raise your hands in dua qunut. And, and to say ameen behind the imam. Just ameen. Some people add some words. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. This is not correct. You are in prayer. You just say ameen. You just say ameen. Now, and when the imam praises Allah Ta'ala, you should say nothing. You just keep quiet. When the imam, you know, it's not dua, it's praising. When he uses the praising words, you should not say nothing. Many people say subhanak. That is wrong. That is wrong to say subhanak. Why? Because what is the meaning of subhanak? It means glory be you, far away from this which is said about you. Look at that. Glory be you, far away you are from this what is said about you. So when the imam is praising Allah and you say subhanak, you like saying, no, Allah, you're not worthy of this. That's wrong. People say something they don't understand. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ. They said that Allah took a child. Glory be He. What does that mean? Glory be He. High above what is said about Him. Allah is free from that. See, this is logic. It's correct to say subhanak here. But when you say, oh, you are the greatest, and he says subhanak, it means, no, you are not the greatest. That's wrong, ikhwa. We have to know Arabic. We have to know Arabic. Now, unfortunately, this is also said by many Arabs, because Arabs today, they don't know their language well. Like Indians, like English, like Americans, like Africans, most of the people today are illiterate. Most. I can say 99% of the world today are illiterate in their languages. They speak it, but they don't have the understanding of it, the proper understanding. In all languages, not only Arab, in all languages, because of the media. The media mixed all the tongues together. The media took all the languages in a mixer and spinned it. And gave a cocktail now to all the world. None of the people today have his own language properly. None speak. If any of the people today living speak to his number 10 grandfather, they would be from completely two different languages. Believe me. Even the English, the French, the Germans, because language has been misused then. And Arabic is one of them. And because you know that Islam is spreaded, and many non-Arabs, the non-Arabs Muslims are hundreds of times more than the Arab Muslims. Hundreds of them, no comparison. We have 1.6 billion Muslims today in the world. What is the percentage of Arab from amongst them? Nothing. Nothing. See? That's why the Arabs lost their language. And they need to study like anyone else today. They need to study like anyone else. Anyway, Akhwan, and also it is not permissible for one praying behind an imam to stand holding a mushaf, a Quran, looking into it. That is not allowed. That is a bid'ah, innovation. That is not from salah. Unless if the imam asks one, only one, say, please carry the mushaf behind me. If I make mistake, you correct me. That is permissible for him. People say, I don't find khushu until I look into the mushaf. Akhi, what are you talking about? Allah Ta'ala said, إِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَمِعُوا. Not فَقْرَأُوا. When the Quran is recited, then listen. Not read. Listen, listen. Allah said, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِمْرِئٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ بِجَوْبِهِ. Allah made not two hearts for a man in his body. Only one heart. So you focus. You focus. This is all from shaitan. It's all from, oh, but shaitan is tightened today. It's not from shaitan. Yeah, there are many shaitan. Don't you see now Syria? It's not from shaitan. Killing, killing, killing every day in Ramadan. It's not from shaitan. It's from who? Only the big shaitan are tightened. Small ones are left, and we are smaller than them to resist today. We have to show that they are bigger and greater than even the ones in chains. Anyway, Akhwan, this was the first khutbah, and I ended it by saying, O slaves of Allah, these are the nights of Ramadan, the first 10 nights, almost finished, because we are on the 8th today. And we are receiving the ninth night today. Because we are today, daytime is the 8th. So, first night finished. Just yesterday Ramadan started. I still remember when I was here last Jum'ah, or even the Jum'ah before it, when people are asking, is Ramadan Jum'ah or Saturday or Friday? I said, I don't know, but it came on Friday. So now we are already on the second Friday of Ramadan. On 8th of Ramadan. Ramadan is gone, ya Akhwan. What did we do in it? Now we still have 2/3 of it. Let us catch the time. Let us do something in Ramadan. Let us change. Let us focus in our recitation, in our prayers. In our dhikr, ignore whatsoever is happening around you. Just focus on how to purify your heart. Now, and then I began the second khutbah of praising Allah and sending peace and blessings upon Rasulullah. And then I said, O people, indeed the nights of Ramadan, the right of them are to be spent in or with the Qur'an, to be spent with the Qur'an, the night time. What people do today, recite Qur'an in the day. At night, no Qur'an is open, finish. After Taraweeh, no Qur'an even is listened to. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. If you want to do dhikr, if you want to do dua, do them in daytime, while you are fasting. While you are fasting. Recite Quran, no problem. Good to recite Quran too. But don't make it all in day and free the night from the Quran. La. The night has to do yani, something with the Quran. Because as Ibn Abbas said that Rasulullah and Jibreel used to sit every night of Ramadan. Every night. And recite the Quran. Every night. Not every day, but every night. Every night. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ramadan and Jibreel used to sit and review and recite the Quran together. So the nights of Ramadan need to be spent in Quran, not in markets, in entertainment, in this and that. La. In Quran. Now, and he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the most generous man ever known to the history of this life. The most generous man. And he was more generous in Ramadan. And he was even more when he meets Jibreel for reciting the Quran every night. He was faster in giving the sadaqah than the wind. He was even faster than the wind. So we need to show Allah Ta'ala that we are followers of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and open our pockets and bring as much money as we can and give to the poor. Especially today, as you see, Khadim al-Haramain al-Sharifain, Waliyu al-Amr in this country, may Allah Ta'ala bless him and extend his life and obedience of Allah and support of Islam and Muslims. He already called for extending the hands of Muslims with support to the people in Syria. So spend, and Allah Ta'ala will replace that with better. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 268, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا تَيَمَّمُوا الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِيهِ إِلَّا أَنْ تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ. All you who believe, give of the good things which you have honorably earned, and of the fruits of the earth which we have produced for you, and do not even aim at getting anything which is bad, in order that out of it you may give away something, meaning to the poor and needy. When you yourselves would not receive it except with closed eyes, because it is bad, you just close your eyes and take it. So if you don't like it for yourself, don't like it for others. And know that Allah is free of all wants and worthy of all praise. Of all praise. Shaitan, in fact, Allah Ta'ala said, الشيطان يعدكم الفقرة. The evil, the shaitan, the satan, threatens you with poverty, and bids you to conduct unseemly. Allah promised you His forgiveness and bounties, and Allah care for all, and He knows all things. So spend and seek the reward of what you spend from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala turn the situation of Muslims in all world to the best of theirs, and all to the best of what He likes from them to be upon. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك